Thank you for tuning in to Stodd's Wet Groove Records, show number 13, 7-inch Wax Bonanza on WMCBLP 107.9 FM, Greenfield. Now let us dig into some of that sweet groove.
She was a girl from 1962. I want the line. I want the line. I fell to my knees 16 after 2. I was a boy from 1959. I looked to her eyes, I needed a cue. I looked to my hands, but they were mine. She was a girl from 1962. She was a girl from 1962. She was a girl from 1962. I want the line. I want the
just another case of walking up the high street with shrapnel in your face. It's a snack crack. Try snack crack. Snack crack! You snack crack. We've come such a long way from fishes in the slime to monkeys at the zoo, and now it's feeding time. 24-hour drinking, what were they thinking? CCTV cameras catching yoga kicking. Snack crack! It's snack crack. Try snack crack. Snack crack. To be rich and famous would suit you just fine. To speak with David Bowie in Martian and in mine. Big Brother on your telly is just another case of lying on the sofa with a moron in your face. Snack crack. Snack crack. Try snack crack. Sweetie, to rot your perfect teeth, here's instant credit to help you have belief. This is marketing pop, and we're building all the time. But to love mediocrity isn't such a crime. Snack crack! Snack crack. Laugh, snack crack! Yeah, snack crack. So that's our little story, now we're running out of time. The ice caps are melted, but the weather's looking fine. I didn't get addiction, it's just another symptom of 6 billion people causing too much friction. Snack crack! Yeah, snack crack. Love snack crack. Oh, snack crack! My shoes are made by children on the other side of Earth. They don't get a piss break, but I think it's worth it. Looking cool and talking black is just another case. And if they disrespect you, slap your bitch's face. Snack crack! Snack crack. Snack crack! Snack crack.
Here we are again. Again, for show number 13, 7-inch Wax Bonanza, which is just that. All killer tunes played from 7-inch records. The last three little records were a different Billy Childish bands, and I do have quite a few of those, including our show's theme today being those 7-inch records. I have always strongly admired Billy's creative output and expression. Meeting him in 2019, along with my late friend and mentor, Bugsy, was truly a monumental pinnacle in the sense of life events. I also have a photograph with the man to prove it. Anyway, Snap Crack by Wild Billy Childish and the Musicians of the British Empire on Damaged Goods Records, which is a clear wax edition single released in the UK in 2007. The B-side to this simplistic punk rock bliss is Elvis Presley is Dead. Girl from 62 by The Headcoats. If you are at all familiar with Billy Childish, you are familiar with this song. I have two of the four editions of this 7-inch single, and we just spun the 1991 version with the blue paper sleeve and on Regal Select Records. And starting the show off this afternoon was Wild Billy Childish and CTMF's A-side single, Punk Rock Enough for Me, on Damaged Goods Records, released 2014 on Brown Wax. Billy is still doing it today and every day.
Oh,
Days Undone by the Brooklyn rock and soul band, the J-Vons. I've seen them play a couple of times in New York, and each time was a stunning experience. Members of this band were in Greg Cartwright's now late band, Raining Sound, as well as Robbers on High Street. Days Undone is the B-side track from the 2013 single Night Was Stealing from the Sun on La-Ti-Da Records. Runaround by the Cave Dwellers. The Cave Dwellers were from Chicago and wrote their music in the 1960s. There weren't many releases from these folks, but it appears they may have reunited in recent years. I love it when groups do that, especially decades after their incarnation. Runaround was played from the B-side of the first 7-inch piece of wax in a double-disc gatefold sleeve on Numero Group Records released in 2012, originally written and recorded in the 1960s, I believe. Feel by SoCal's Ty Siegel from the 2014 single Feel on Drag City Records. Now, I have not seen Ty play music outside of Ty Siegel and Freedom Band, who I've seen twice, but never in any other lineup or solo sets, unfortunately. The Freedom Band is no longer, and Abby and I were lucky enough to catch their last show in Austin, Texas at Stubbs Waller Creek and Amphitheater. I framed a sweet silk-screened foiled print, number 25 of 50, from Ty Siegel and Freedom Band's last show. It is a super dope print.
Let's go.
Golden Brown by Kid Congo Powers and the Pink Monkey Birds. This 7-inch came out of a 7-inch box set of 5 called 5 Greasy Pieces. It's a lot better that way. It was released in 2011 on In the Red Records. This track appears on the A side of record B. Man, Kid Congo Powers has done it all and is still doing it. Catch him if you can. Human Fly by The Cramps off a bootleg 7-inch on Hot Shot Records. There are three tracks arranged in this order. Voodoo Idol on one side, and then Human Fly and Love Me on the other side. The sleeve for this sweet little piece of wax that should not exist folds out into a 12-inch by 17-inch or so poster that is a black, green, and white. I have a bunch of Cramps records, and quite a few of them are bootlegs, although I do have a lot of their records released on Vengeance Records, which is the Cramps label as well. I so wish that I could have seen them play when Lux was still alive. Some say that he may have been the greatest frontman to any band ever. Horror Business by The Misfits, also a bootleg, and this one is not on a label. It is on yellow wax, and the album art and information regarding this record is super cool. Or 7-inch information art. Cool little 7-inch. It's a cool little 7-inch. There's a glossy piece of paper included, and this is what it reads. On February 28, 1979, the Misfits and a mobile recording unit entered an abandoned haunted house in northern New Jersey. They recorded and left. While mixing the tapes back at a NYC studio, strange voices and noises were heard in the background. Note, especially Teenagers from Mars. No explanation of the sound could be given by the band or the recording crew. The following tracks on this record are a result of that eerie session. Written out by Dave Street, make of it what you will. By Mark Sultan, which appears on the 7-inch B-side from the Let Me Out single on the totally cool record label Wick Records, who released this sick bit of wax in 2017. I met Mark in Providence, Rhode Island before he played that night in the band The King Kong and a Barbecue Show. Mark was originally from Montreal and currently lives in Berlin. Monkey Meat by Zero Boys from this 2013 four-song 7-inch piece of red repress wax gold, and there are 600 copies of this one floating around out there. It is on the label 1234 Go Records, who are currently based in Oakland, California, and Zero Boys have been rocking from Indianapolis since right around 1979. This righteous bit of wax was recently copped in Soho at Generation Records. High Heel Sneakers by The Mummies appears on the B-side of this 7-inch ripper on Estrus Records, released in 1995. The Mummies are from San Bruno, California, and formed in the late 1980s, and still get together to play shows from time to time. I've never seen them play, but I did meet Russell Kwan, the drummer of the band, at a merch table in Oakland, California, after he played a show in another band, the Phantom Surfers. The Mummies take a garage rock and DIY music to the extreme, dressing head to toe like cartoony mummies and purposely recording their tunes in the most crummy way as possible. The result being what we just heard.
Got a chance now for you and me. We got to get out now, see what we see. Time to stand up, what you want to do. Cross the line.
Now that was the Schizophonics 2017 single on Sympathy for the Record Industry Records titled In Mono, which is in fact a mono record. I know quite a few people that want this little record and have approached me with a number to take it off my hands. I've seen Jeff and Letty Beers play twice, and they had a different bass player at each show. Jeff and Letty reside in one of my favorite places in the country, being San Diego. Bugsy and I met and saw them play in New Haven, and Abby and I met and saw them play in Austin. These shows are absolutely explosive. Here is a short story to sum it up. Before the first time I saw them play in New Haven, I saw Jeff stretching and practicing yoga positions before he went on stage. I turned to Bugsy and asked why he was doing that, and Bugsy simply replied, "You'll see." Around by the punk band from Indiana called The Gizmos. This was played from their most recent 7-inch EP from 2016 on Gulcher Records. There are a total of 5 tracks on this recent rockin' piece of kick butt wax.
Oh,
That was a Bob Log 3's 7-inch titled Bump Pow, Bump 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 Pow, Bump Pow, Bump 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 Baby Bump Pow, Bump 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 Pow, Bump Pow, Bump Bump Bump. The B-side to this rug-cutting Jet Fuel is simply titled Manipulate Your Figments Loud, which is on Munster Records and Discos Ale Hop Records. It was released in 2007 from Spain, and there's a total of 500 copies. Bob Log 3 is a one-man band type dude whose live performances are electric. He plays a silver-tone guitar, kicks drums, and is outfitted in a full-body cannonball suit with a motorcycle helmet wired to a telephone receiver. From what I hear, it is quite the spectacle. Then add all of these women dancing and grinding on this completely covered man from head to toe. The faceless and anonymous aspect plays an interesting aspect within the performance. Thank you for tuning in and checking out Stodd's Wet Groove Records, show number 13, 7-inch Wax Bonanza on WMCB LP 107.9 FM, Greenfield. Groove up and get down.